Like everyone else, I've been sheltering in place and keeping my social distance. I can't remember the last time I was in a store, or went to a restaurant, or had dinner with anyone face-to-face other than my wife. Oh yeah, sure. I've had Zoom dinners and happy hours. I've connected with friends over the phone, and I've maintained contact with members of Beth Adam. And while social distancing has been a challenge, it hasn't been insurmountable. I've been able to remain in contact with lots of people. But this weekend, because of social distancing, there were two events that I didn't attend. And the weight of that reality was profound. One was a funeral that in other circumstances I would have attended. It was the funeral of my sister-in-law's brother. Now, I wasn't close with him, but I wanted to be there for my sister-in-law, for my brother, for other family members. But social distancing meant that this funeral, like the funeral of so many others, had limits as to the number of people who could be there. Not being there for me, on a personal level, was sad. And it highlighted for me how many people are having this very same experience, and how funerals, once a time for us to gather and support family and friends during their sadness, has been transformed. Mourning and grieving is reshaped because we can't be together. And so, too, our celebrations. This very same weekend, my son graduated from the University of Michigan with his second master's. My wife and I had booked our room months ago so we could beam proudly as he was handed his diploma. But it didn't happen. Like others, we watched a virtual graduation. And then over Zoom, we toasted his accomplishment and ate dinner with him and his sister. And while it was nice, it wasn't like being there. There were no hugs, no pictures taken of him in his graduation robe, no pictures of our family together celebrating a major achievement. And while we are no less proud of his accomplishment, and my wife did shed a tear as his picture flashed during the virtual graduation, it wasn't the same. On reflection, it seems to me that the pandemic has made painful events a little more painful, and happy events a little less happy, because we can't be there together. In time, our social distancing will end, and our joy of being together will be all the sweeter because of what we have experienced. I, like others, look forward to the day I can hug those who grieve and those who celebrate. Just being together is a joy we should never take for granted. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and our Jewish community. And as always, thanks for listening.